trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Opening day is almost here, and now is the time to check out DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with injured players or poor performers. Just pick two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you can win big. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code SCORE to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy baseball contest on opening day. You can win up to 10 grand. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, the lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. Chicago Wolves playoff tickets are on sale today through Ticketmaster.com or through ChicagoWolves.com. Blackhawks and Sabres tonight in Buffalo. It's a 6 o'clock puck drop for the Hawks, who know that they are heading to the playoffs for the 7th straight season. But for Joel Quenneville, he is just trying to keep track of it all.
There's so many battles going on positionally with the standings, our division, our conference. You're thinking St. Louis, you're thinking Nashville, you got Minnesota, you got Winnipeg. Every night's different. You get tights. We should be happy right now clinching a playoff spot, but we still got some work to do.
And after slipping back to a wild card slot over the weekend, the Hawks have actually roared back and are just 3 points back of division-leading Nashville. Bulls and Pistons tonight on the west side at United Center. Derrick Rose not expecting to play. No surprise. Still no official return date for him. It looks to be a game-by-game situation at this point. Baseball, the White Sox in Charlotte tonight. John Danks making the start against the AAA squad. And then it's off to Kansas City for opening day on Monday against the American League champs. Cubs are in Phoenix to battle the Diamondbacks at Chase Field tonight. Expect a lot of minor leaguers, though, tomorrow afternoon in Phoenix while the big league club flies home to get ready to face the St. Louis Cardinals Sunday night on opening night. Josh Hamilton not suspended for substance abuse relapse. An arbitration hearing determined that he did not violate his treatment program. College hoops practice going on right now in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. Wisconsin just finished up, and Frank Kaminsky named the AP Player of the Year. Duke and Michigan State go first tomorrow night a little bit past 5 o'clock. Then it's Kentucky and Wisconsin, the main event tomorrow evening as well. This scoreboard update brought to you by WGN-TV. And are you ready for an unforgettable night? Visit 670thescore.com now to purchase your tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley. Brought to you by Formerly Modern Tuxedo, Arango Cigar Company, and Ashland Addison Florist. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat. Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Roberto Garza's gone. What are we going to do about the donuts?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't think he's really played well for two years now. Yes. I think this might be, back in the old country, they call it overdue.
Yes. And Will Montgomery seems like a functional NFL center who's going to take over for him. And that's going to be that. But nice guy, Roberto. He marketed healthy donuts to children or something.
Other than a healthy donut.
Well, that's what it was. It's the Franco Harris owned super healthy super donut. Yeah. And then he has his cardboard cut out of Joe Paterno that he mails to
eating
you
a donut.
If you eat enough of them.
I can't ever wear it.
I know. Because you're dead.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
And is that it for Kirk? Or as some call him, Kurt?
I feel very confident in Kurt.
Kurt's fine.
Kurt's okay.
Kurt, very solid.
What a difference does it make? He doesn't have a body part that works anyway.
He may have no body parts left, but he's dropped a lot of them behind with in working hard for the Bulls. Every part of his body is covered with some kind of padding.
Exactly right.
His knees are padded. Yep. He's hurt his fingers, his wrist, his eyes. He's got the goggles.
Yep. My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the Score.
Terry Boers.
There's a snapshot of an asswipe.
Dan Bernstein.
Talk Bears, you bring out the stupid.
That's not a way.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And speaking of bringing out the stupid here on Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You know, the last couple days been going just fine. Everything seemed to be okay. I was getting the Cub buzz back, not because I sort of jumped back on the bandwagon looking around at the National League, but then just when you were starting to feel good, Chris Bryant
spoke. But that has nothing to do with how good you feel about the quality of the team.
I know, but I just wish he was smarter than this.
He has been. I think he just started talking too much. I'm not mad at him. I think he had a bad moment.
Let's hear it. I want to hear. I'm not sure I heard it all. Let me hear exactly what he said.
A lot of feelings. I mean, I don't want to say I'm mad or angry. I'm just extremely disappointed. You know, I wanted it to go out there and my performance matter and... You know, to me, it felt like it didn't matter as much as, you know, I thought it would. And, I went out there, played as hard as I can. I did everything I could. And, you know, like I said, I'm just disappointed. Use this as motivation, fuel to the fire. I mean, you know, I've been told a lot in my life that I couldn't do it. I mean, kind of go back to my high school days of, you know, when people doubted me. And it's okay to doubt me. I mean, I think I've doing a pretty good job of keeping my head straight and, you know, really working hard. So, you know, like I said, just more motivation for me and, you know, go out there and try to prove myself. You know, I felt like last year I had a pretty good performance and, you know, I felt like, you know, maybe I did a little better to some guys that might be in the big leagues that got called up. But, you know, people do things differently and, you know, I'm here right now. I'm in the present moment, looking forward to the future. You know, it's just a weird time for me right now.
Yeah. You got to be a little careful that some guys aren't as good today. Yeah, a little careful with that there, Chris. I mean, don't get your head out over your skis too far.
You can't be the guy that now pretends like you don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, and really, don't bring your teammates into it either. Don't say, well, there's some guys that I know that that's not the right thing to do either. And that, you know, that's what happens to you when you do those things.
And that's what happens when people can't put the story to bed. How many times have you had an opportunity to understand it or not? And then you get some other thumb-sucking column from somebody trying to perpetuate a
stupid.
Right.
What you're trying to do.
Just a contrarian viewpoint when everybody understands what's going on. You know, I had somebody ask me today. A friend of mine said, why can't the Cubs just kind of do a make good and just say add $1 million? And you know, just give him a gift just to say, yeah, we're sorry we have to do this. Here's $1 million. And I think they could. I mean, they could rip up whatever contract they wanted, right? You can give a guy but the fact is they already gave him a massive signing bonus. And part of the reason why they negotiate these bonuses is for this reason, that he holds a lot of leverage in that regard. And second of all, the precedent, it was the same thing with Mike Trout, remember? Well, why don't they just give him a little bit of money? This isn't fair. This isn't right. You said, why can't they just have a good faith payment to him of some kind? This is the way this works. And this is the way that these deals are negotiated. And until it's collectively bargained differently, when there will be an entirely new unforeseen consequence of conflict, as there always is, this is the system.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the reason he shouldn't have done it is because we haven't had any columnists doing it for a week or so now. So I think that, you know, that helps a little bit that, you know, they're quiet. All that's quiet. You know, we don't have the same column written twice about it. What if you lose by one game?
Then you'll lose by one game.
Let me write it again. What if you lose by one game? I think that had quieted down everything, and here he comes.
And the assumption of the quality of his performance. You're assuming a certain level of quality.
I don't assume it, no.
From a guy who's never played Major League Baseball before.
No, I don't assume
it. And even these massive spring training homers are hit largely off guys who aren't Major League players. He's not doing anything different than he's done at any other level.
No,
and to assume that whoever takes the games that he plays at third base would be something less than replacement level, or would be maybe that person has a positive WAR number in his stead. So it's all just craziness, and it's part of it being a vacuum of sports stories. But I will do this as I do every year, and more so this year because of expectations. And this will be my last show before baseball season starts, off next week, then coming back. So I got to do this today instead of Monday. Baseball seasons are ridiculously long. 162 games over 6+ months is a long, long, long time. So don't get crazy over a day's performance. Don't get crazy over a week's performance. Don't get crazy over a month's performance.
No.
A month is not predictive. That's not enough of a season's sample size for an individual or for a team. Just remember, I shouldn't have to say it, but everybody sort of slips because it's been a while in this since this town has had two teams with a lot of attention and a lot of expectation. So it's going to bring out a lot of ridiculousness. It's a long, and not only is 162 games,